Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
Absolutely, it's blogtalkradio.com. This is the Ron Kelly Show. How's everybody doing the day after Thanksgiving? I know you're full. I don't even want to see no turkey. I really don't even want to see no turkey right now. Matter of fact, I'm going to go somewhere tonight and get me something to eat other than turkey. But what's up, everybody? And a special shout-out to my people down in Tampa Bay, Florida. It's WWPR 1490 AM. We're back on the air down there. Just took a couple of weeks off because we had to change stations and do some logistical stuff. We're back, and we'll see you Wednesday afternoon. It's have your lunch with us. It's the Ron Kelly Show, 12 o'clock noon on WWPR 1490 AM. And listen, now, y'all people down there, now you can call the station over there. Now, you can call WWPR 1490 AM if you want to hear more of the Ron Kelly Show. Let's say you just call Valerie and say, hey, Valerie, I want to hear some more of that guy. So call Valerie at the station, I should say, be on the website. It's WWPR. It's 1490WWPR.com. That's the web address, I believe. And you can call, or you can email, or you can call Valerie and let her know that you want to hear more of the Ron Kelly Show. Not a problem. We'd be more than happy to accommodate you as long as we get the word from her. So if you like the Ron Kelly Show, do yourselves a favor and contact the station down there, WWPR 1490 AM. And I got a special email address for you. It's theronkellyshow@aol.com. Now, this is for my Florida folks only. It's theronkellyshow@aol.com. One more time, it's theronkellyshow@aol.com. If you have any questions, if you have a question about the show, if you want to advertise on the show, whatever it is that you want to talk about, if you just want to holler at me and say you love us, you hate us, whatever the case may be, it's theronkellyshow@aol.com. So I'd like to thank everybody for joining us today, day after Thanksgiving. And, you know, we're trying to digest everything, I guess, and get over the arguments that some of us probably had with some of those relatives. And I believe we have Janice Scott Taylor, my co-host, is on the phone with us, I believe. Hey, Janice, how are you?
Fine. How are you today?
I'm okay. I hear a lot of noise in the background. Yeah, I guess you round some folks down there. You said you're in Atlanta, right? Janice is calling into the show from Atlanta. I imagine there's some folks around you because they're making their presence known. I heard a couple things. I heard a couple noises back there. So how are you? How you doing? How's it going? How was your Thanksgiving?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good. Very good today.
Okay, good. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was wonderful. Had a wonderful time with family, and I'm just working out very well.
Okay, now is that the cleaned up version, or that's what really happened?
No, that's what really happened. Had a wonderful time.
All right. That's okay. I got you. I'm glad you did. I'm glad everybody had a great time. A safe holiday. You know, the hard part about it is going back to work afterward. That's the hard part, like having a day off midweek and then having to go back to work today like I did. But you know what? It's okay. Good to have a place to go, period, in this day and age with the economy the way it is. Improving under the President Obama, definitely improving. But, you know, the President is under siege right now. The President is under siege because, you know, we all remember when the President was campaigning and he was talking about Obamacare, officially known as the Affordable Care Act, we remember how he talked about it, and he said that if you like your insurance, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. And, you know, and the President ran on that. And see, now now that it's not working out, only 106,000 people have been able to sign up. Out of a projected 4 million, only 106,000 people have been projected to sign up. And this thing is just, it's just like the barrel going over the Niagara Falls with the president inside of it. This is really getting really, really bad. 4 million plus people, the insurance policy's canceled, and they don't know if they're going to get them back. So it's really bad. It's really looking bad for the president. His numbers are way, way down, and the trust level is almost non-existent right now, Janice. And the president is in trouble. And the Democrats, well, I read some of the Democrats, Elijah Cummings, Congressman Cummings, and some of the other folks who always supported the president are finding it difficult these days to support him because of what's going on. And some of the congressmen and some of the Senate Democrats and what have you are taking a step back. They're like, wait a minute, because the president is damaged goods right now, damaged goods, and people are shying away from the president. I believe there's another midterm election before 2016. I believe there's going to be a congressional or senatorial. It's a congressional election. I'm not 100% sure, but there are some elections going on. The midterms, and people are moonwalking. They are moonwalking away from the president right now, and it's looking quite bad for the president. And he tries to keep a brave face, and he goes on TV, and he's trying to marshal the troops, but it's not working because people are down on the president right now, and rightfully so. But, you know, I'm a supporter of President Obama, but I think that the people should be disappointed in what happened because he did say, Janice, he did say you can keep your insurance. He did say that you could keep your doctor. He said that. He said that. He reassured the American public that this was what would happen. And it hasn't happened. And instead of people gaining from this, people have lost. And so the president is looking quite shabby right now. And his presidency, this is probably the worst period of the nearly 6 years that he's been the president of the United States of America. This is the low point, Janice. This is the low point for the president, and I'm just not sure if he's going to be able to rebound from this. Maybe you can find a way to support him. It's okay. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot going on there, Janice. Let's take that down, please. That's a lot going on. Janice, are you still there?
I'm here. I'm putting you on mute.
Oh, okay, yeah, because it's very noisy where you are. Okay, so can you hear me when you're on mute?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, all right, good. Keep it there, because I don't know what the heck was going on back there. But yeah, again, I was just saying that the president is having a real hard time, and I'm myself as a staunch supporter of the president, I'm having a hard time supporting him during this time with this Obamacare disaster. And I understand you're a supporter of the president as well, but how are you feeling about this, and what are people around you saying about this? Is anyone that you know been affected by this catastrophe?
Well, you know, everybody's they're kind of just like you just said, they don't know what to do or how to go about it, and people are pulling away. But I just hope that they can have it in their hearts to come back, because he has a really hard job to do. And it looks like he's, you know, at this point, that he's not being truthful. And that's what they're looking at, because they put all of their faith in him that everything was going to work out. And it's not working out. And hope that he can...
Go ahead.
I just hope he can get it back on track. You know, get things back on track again.
I just don't think that, you know, they should have added another piece to that poll, and they should have asked people if they thought that the president was being untruthful. Somebody should have, they should have asked that as well, because I don't think that people, I don't think that most people really actually thought that the president was being untruthful. I'd like to know what the poll numbers would say in regards to that. If people thought the president was lying versus people who just didn't know, versus people who thought that he just didn't know that this was going to happen. So I'd like to know what those numbers say in regards to that. How many people actually think that the president was lying versus how many people think that the president was lying versus how many people think that he just really didn't know that the people who just really didn't, you know, the versus the people who just believed that he really didn't know that that this was going to happen. I'd like to know what those numbers are. Anyway, the phone number here is 347-426-3214. 347-426-3214. Shouts out to my folks down in Florida, WWPR 1490 AM, as well as all across the country who listen to the Ron Kelly Show every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. So we're going to keep it moving here. It's, once again, 347-426-3214. The website, or the official website of the Ron Kelly Show, is www.theronkellyshow.com. That's www.theronkellyshow.com. Or you can go, and you can find out all there is to know about yours truly and the history of the show. There's pictures there, a photo gallery. There is a blog and commentary there that you can comment on. And also, there's Ron Kelly Show merchandise, official Ron Kelly Show merchandise that you can purchase from the Ron Kelly Show merchandise store. So do drop in. It's www.theronkellyshow.com. Now, the Ron Kelly Show is also on Twitter at the Ron Kelly Show. The Facebook page is the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook, and also the show is also on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher.com is the on-demand for all talk radio shows. And also the Ron Kelly Show is on iTunes as well. So you can go on iTunes and just subscribe to the podcast. You don't have to pay anything on Stitcher Radio. You don't have to pay anything to listen to the Ron Kelly Show. Just the sponsors do, but you don't have to. All right, it's about 13 minutes past. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. Check me out Wednesday night on right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Real Talk Live with Ron Kelly, formerly known as Real Talk Live with Cassie and Ron. Cassie no longer is with the program. So it's Real Talk Live with Cassie, Real Talk Live with Ron Kelly, just me. And that's Wednesday night at 8 p.m. The same day that we air at WWPR 1490 a.m., it's the Ron Kelly Show at noon on WWPR 1490 AM, and then it's me, once again, it's the Real Talk Live with Ron Kelly. That's another version of what we do here on the Ron Kelly Show. A little wide open, more freewheeling version of the show. So it's Real Talk Live with Ron Kelly. It's Wednesday night, 8 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com. The link is www.blogtalkradio.com/Real Talk Live with Ron Kelly. Lots of talk about crime. You know, as a matter of fact, my friend Lamont Gates, who hosts Real Social Talk right here on blogtalkradio.com, him and I are going to combine and do a show about the black-on-black crime, for lack of a better phrase. Black-on-black crime. And actually, I was just reading today about a boy, 15 years old. I'm going to go local for a minute. I know folks all across the country are listening to the Ron Kelly Show. I'm going to go local for a minute and talk about this 15-year-old who was shot in the back. 15. Unbelievable. Unbelievable! What the heck would a why would anybody feel the need to shoot a 15-year-old kid? Just outrageous. The chat room is open if you'd like to partake of it. on the Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com. You can jump right into the chat room. And if you're one of those people who don't like to talk on the radio, you can definitely pose your question or comment in the chat room. It's wide open right now. Just log on to it's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Ron Kelly Show, and you'll see everything you need to see, and you can jump right into the chat room and make a comment if you have one. And Janice, you know, there's a proliferation, I should say, of African Americans who are killing other African Americans, and you see, the thing that what's happening is that people are not just robbing each other. You know, they're not just robbing each other. I mean, it's bad enough you got the person's money, you got their possessions, they're already feeling bad about that. Then you got to beat them. Then you got to beat them. Because I spoke about a friend of mine, I won't say his name, a friend of mine who was accosted by a pair of young African young thugs, accosted by his car, which is a new, he has a new Jaguar, the top-of-the-line model Jaguar. And he was accosted by these punks, and, you know, they had got everything that he had anyway, and then they hit him with the gun. You know, so there's an anger in addition to the person just being humiliated, like any man would be if somebody just came along and took his possessions. Then you have to, you know, and I, now you not have your possessions, but you got a big knot on your head that you got to explain to everybody. And not that that's the issue, but there's an anger factor here. You know, there's an anger factor. He goes, well, he got to hit the guy over the head, and he was beat up pretty bad. Blood everywhere, big knots on his head. Was that necessary? Because you had a gun. You know he's not going to resist. You could have just took his stuff. You know, and then these fools couldn't start the car because the car has fingerprint recognition technology where you have to put your thumbprint on the screen in order for the car to start. So these idiots didn't know that, and so they wound up not taking the car. So they took his phone. I guess they took his money. I'm not sure exactly 100% what they took from, but they dropped the phone as they were running away because they couldn't start the car. And there's a rash of violence being perpetrated by blacks. And then you have these sympathizers, for lack of a better word, who are blaming it on the economy. It's the economy, stupid, in other words. Blaming it on the economy. It's... there's a lack of jobs, lack of opportunity. Complaining about the jails being full of young black men. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that all, I'm not going to sit here and say that every black man who's in prison is there for a legitimate reason. I can't say that because it's probably not true. There are folks who have been railroaded in who weren't doing anything, who were minding their business, who were railroaded in. But there's a lot of brothers in there who are guilty, who did do what they say and they did. But you got these sympathizers who are making excuses and saying, well, you know, well, there's no job, so people go out and rob each other. I mean, when I didn't have a job, I didn't rob nobody. I didn't even think of it. You know, so this is one of the issues here. It's not only the black-on-black crime, but then you have to kill the person or you have to beat the person's brains out. You know, what's going on with that? You know, so it's not just the fact that you're getting robbed, but then we're beating each other, killing each other on top of that. So, you know, we're going to take a break in a second. And I'm going to have Janice join back in with us. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this issue with black-on-black crime in just a couple seconds. So we'll be right back with more right after this. This is The Ron Kelly Show. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. On blogtalkradio.com. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and three children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test. But Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Now, back with more.
Are
more,
you ready?
More of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed. This is the Ron Kelly Show. How is everybody doing? It's the day after Thanksgiving. I probably shouldn't say that because by the time my folks down in Florida hear this, it's going to be 3 days from now. But the Ron Kelly Show is on WWPR 1490 AM in Tampa Bay, Bradenton area of sunny Florida. That's every Wednesday afternoon at 12 noon, so you can have your lunch with Janice and I. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on WWPR 1490 AM at 12 noon. And, of course, you're listening to The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com. The link is www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Ron Kelly Show. So we thank you so much, everybody, for joining us this afternoon. We appreciate it. And we're talking a little bit about black-on-black crime and my buddy Lamont Gates, who hosts Real Talk, Real Social Talk, right here on blogtalkradio.com, will be on the show with me actually the next week. And we're going to do that on the Wednesday night show, Real Talk Live with yours truly, Ron Kelly. We're going to do it that night. We won't do it on this show. So it's going to be December 5th, Wednesday night, yours truly, and Lamont Gates, who hosts Real Social Talk, will be on radio with me, and we're going to do a biggie-size Ron Kelly Show, actually Real Talk Live with Ron Kelly, / Real Social Talk with my good friend Lamont Gates, who does a bang-up job on his show, Real Social Talk. So we can talk a little bit about it right now, and we're going to talk a little bit about that subject right now. We're not going to get into it too deep, Janice. But now, Janice, you live down in Virginia. Now, what town do you live in Virginia?
Manassas, Virginia.
Oh, then that's not. That doesn't sound like a high crime. Like maybe just right outside of D.C. or something like that.
It's right outside. It's like 45 minutes out. But they have a lot of crime there too now.
Really. Now, how prevalent is the, you know, what happens in a hood. People getting shot and robbed and beaten to death.
Well, you know, with the drugs now, you even have those that are our age are now, they're steady getting high with the drugs, with the crack cocaine. And so that's mixing in with the robbing of banks. We had a lot of robbing of banks down here. Then we had people breaking in houses and, you know, being shot. It's very, very bad down here now, very bad. It's just like if you was living in a city. But they're trying to clean up the area where all of this is happening at. And it's really, really sad, like you were saying, black-on-black crime. They have this new thing where they go around, the guys go around and punch people in the face, and they fall out. And I think that is so sad. And one person did that to someone else, and the child got shot. So now it's becoming, this is nationwide now, that this punching in the face is called knockout or something like that, where they're just knocking the person out, and the person is just falling out on the ground. I've been watching the different tapings of it, of what these young kids are doing today, and it's very sad. The black-on-black crimes, if we're killing each other, I wish that we can just, you know, get the mother and fathers like we used to back in the day, sit and talk and find something, how to resolve this problem with our young people today.
Well, see, here's the problem, Janice. Here's one of the problems that's taking place in not just in the black neighborhoods, but all across the country. Just that other kids don't react like ours do for some reason. But here's the thing. Now, back in the day, we didn't have, we didn't have PlayStations, you know, Xboxes and all of these things. You know, we didn't have that stuff. And, you know, so we didn't, there was no MTV. I don't believe, nope, there wasn't. There was no MTV. There was no BET. You know, rap hadn't really, when I was growing up, rap, like Rapper's Delight and those type of things, was just starting, you know, Naughty by Nature. They were just starting to come about, you know, LL Cool J back in the day. And, you know, so I kind of grew up kind of sort of in that era. And see, you know, but when I was a little boy, we didn't have any of that stuff. And see, now what's happened is that people are allowing these, you know, you put your kid in front of the TV, keep him quiet. Give him the video game to keep him occupied. See, this is what we're doing now. We're giving our kids stuff just to keep them occupied, and we're not teaching them anything. You know, give them Grand Theft Auto. Give them, and I'm not. That's not to say that they're going out and they're emulating some of these people, which some kids do. Go out and emulate the people that they see on Grand Theft Auto, for example. But we're giving our kids stuff, you know, we're just giving them, like, pacifiers. And we're not teaching them anything. And, you know, because we work, a lot of us are involved in work and stuff, and, you know, life is fast-paced these days. And so it's not necessarily that parents are growing criminals. But I guess they really don't understand that, you know, you can't be giving these kids these things. Like, I heard the president say that his kids can't watch TV at a certain time. I mean, he's the president. I mean, you know, how much more perfect can your household get? You're the president. But he says that his kids can't watch TV at certain hours. Or they can only watch TV a certain amount of hours. See? So what's happened is we just want to shut our kids up. That's what we want to do. Just shut them up to PlayStation or sit in there and play for hours. You ain't got to worry about them. They over there, they good to go. You can go to sleep. You can do whatever you want to do. Some kid's going to be glued to that TV for the rest of the day. But they're not learning anything. And then, unfortunately, some of them go out and emulate these criminals they see on the video games. Maybe not to the extent that white kids do, because they actually go out and do it. you know, to strangers in malls and things of that nature. But shout out to Right Wing Radio. Right Wing Radio? What are they doing here? Shout out to Right Wing Radio who logged in to the chat room. Also to Erica Cologne who logged in and logged right back out about 20 seconds later. But shout out to Right Wing Radio. I wonder what they have to say. They probably want to cut my head off since I'm not a right winger. But I welcome them in anyway. We welcome the Republicans and conservatives and right wing folks. Welcome. Welcome in. You have something to say? Come on and say it. But this is what's happened, Janice, that we put stuff in front of our kids and we walk away. A lot of times we don't even know what our kids are doing when they're outside. My mother always knew where I was. You know why? Because all that snitching nonsense, it wasn't like that back in the day. You know,
no
snitching. No. But people snitched on me, Janice. People snitched on the brother. If I saw Miss Mary up the block, I saw Ronnie. That's what he's calling back in the day. Little Ronnie, he's down there doing such and such and such. And the chain, you know, so you was never, even if you were far away from home, there was some eyes on you.
That's right.
You know, there was eyes on you. And Miss Mary, and I hated her back in the day, but I love her today because she's no longer with us. But she helped me. Thank God there was a Miss Mary to rat me out back then. Thank goodness for Miss Mary to rat me out. Because I remember going out when I ain't supposed to go out. When you was on punishment back in the day, you were really on punishment. My mama said stay in the house. I better stay in the house. And one day I was like, you know what? I'm going outside anyway. I'm chasing this girl. You know, young love. So I took back late at night past my curfew time. I had a curfew back then and had to be in the house. So I go upstairs and crack open the door, and this big fist came out the door. I was telling the story the other night. Fist came out the door, cracked me right in the eye. Boom! All I saw was a bunch of stars dancing around my head. Don't you never leave out of here when I told you not to leave. See, my mother would punch in the face. No problem. Punch her in the face. Boom! She had a serious right cross. Kick you right out of here. You know? So... But now she would go to prison for that.
Yes.
You know, and I've heard kids tell their mothers, I'll call the police on you, you're going to jail. And you know what? Mm-hmm. They backed up because they knew they was going to jail if that kid called the police.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is what's happened. We just lost control, Janice. We've lost control of our children. We've lost control.
Yeah.
I'm trying to call in from the 703. I think we have someone trying to call in from the 703 area code. How are you, Ron Kelly Show?
Hey, doing well. Hey. Thank you. Actually, that was funny what you said. I had to laugh when you mentioned the right-wing radio. What's he doing here? So anyway, I listen to a lot of different programs, and I get a lot of things out of many different programs. So, but anyway, I just began listening, and you know, it's interesting because I was on Facebook the other day, and my wife, a family member of hers, had posted a photo of a belt, and it said the original ADHD medicine, and that really stood out, you know, and you know, that hiney, those glutes, was depending on the child, that butt's there for a reason, right? Depending on the child. And anyway, I know you're not supposed to talk like that any longer in public, but you know, I think the kids are running the show today, you know, and I think the world's kind of upside down, right, from where it used
to be. Exactly. And that's a universal thought. That's not right wing or left wing or Democrat or Republican. This is something. There are some middle grounds.
Yeah.
That we need to. Because we all want the same thing. We all want peace on earth, goodwill toward man. We all want...
You want to be able to go out and go shopping and not have to worry about getting beat up by any young person, you know, or whatever, white, black, Hispanic, or otherwise. You know, and I think everyone should have that right, you know. And you know, you look at the old person that goes shopping, and even if they don't get accosted, right, their blood pressure might be like 4,000 over 900, and then their cellular level has changed because they've just been so freaked out and took a crap in their pants or whatever. But, I mean, you know, I think, I don't know, I just wish people would just kind of, especially with the holidays now and people, like, fighting over, like, all these Black Friday deals, and it's just ridiculous. I mean, I wish people would just get back to kind of loving on each other and, God forbid, letting one car in at a time or, you know.
Picture that. And, you know, and again, and I appreciate your call. But, you know, see, now when people, when somebody walks into the mall with an AK, they're not looking to pick off the Republicans and leave the Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It's
they're
pretty,
not,
it's
I'm going to shoot all the Democrats. They don't give a hoot who, you
know.
Oh,
I know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So this is not a, you know, they're not going to say, he's not going to walk up to you and say, oh, you're a Democrat? Okay, I can let you go. You're a Republican.
Well, I'm actually a Republican that, I didn't mean to interject, but I'm a Republican that actually stood up for Trayvon Martin in a huge way.
Really?
I mean, I'm
really?
Actually hoping to put together, oh, yeah. I'm actually hoping to put together a documentary in the future.
Really?
In honor of Trayvon Martin. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I worked in the security field for 8 years, and 98% of security officers are just like wannabes with a hard on to prove that they belong in a field of players alongside police officers. And this guy just had a hard on to like get his man at the end of the day, and he had three or four opportunities to stand down. You go back and you look at the transcript, and Zimmerman had at least two or three opportunities to stand down. I'm a firm believer. I mean, we won't know until the end when Jesus sets everything straight, but I'll tell you right now, I think the Zimmerman tried to perform an illegal citizen's arrest on that young man. And that young man wasn't, you know, got cornered and probably got scared. And I bet you anything, Zimmerman laid hands on him and said, you're staying here until the police arrive.
Well, you know, and you got to... You got a new listener, because I'm going to look you up.
I'm telling you.
You have a new listener, because I'm going to look you up. Because, see, and I know, you know, that every Republican doesn't hate, you know, they stand in lockstep with each other, hating on this person or that person. I always knew that not to be true. And they also, I guess you would say you're a, what did President Bush call himself? You're a compassionate conservative.
Yeah, I just know that Trayvon Martin, Zimmerman should be in jail today.
Well,
at the very least for reckless, he abandoned everything that he should have stood for. I mean, if he felt like Zimmerman were a threat, which is just ludicrous in the first place. I mean, the kid was walking home or trying to get home. Number one. Number two, I mean, he should have just got out a notebook and said, okay, this guy's wearing this. He's wearing a Miami hoodie. And it's like, it's just ridiculous. I mean, like, how much Zimmerman got away with in that entire thing. I mean, right away, I don't even think a day had passed. I pulled up the transcript, the 911 transcript, and I knew right away, I was probably one of the first people in the country that, like, just combed through that transcript. Then later on, after the 911 representative told him that they didn't need him to continue following Trayvon, later on in the conversation, they said, "All right, George, would you like for the officer to meet you, or would you like for us to meet you next to the mailboxes?" He said, "No, you have my cell phone number, right?" So, which means he was still on the hunt.
Right.
So, I mean, he had another opportunity to stand down, so.
He sure did, and he didn't, and it's sad. You know, but you see, you know what's going to happen? What's your name? Can I ask your name? What's your name?
Yeah, it's Todd. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
All right, Todd, you know what's going to happen? He's going to get OJ'd. That's what's going to happen.
He's
going to keep it up because he's tripping over his own self time after time after time. He's going to get into some serious trouble, and he's going to get OJ'd. The people are going to remember. There's going to be a few jurors that are going to say, you know what, they didn't get you then, but we're going to get you now. The same way they did to OJ.
Well, the good thing at the end of the day with Zimmerman, he's going to have to meet the Lord like all of us one day. And the Lord is just going to, I mean, I firmly believe that guy seriously tried to perform an illegal citizen's arrest.
And he did, Todd. He did. And you know what? And, and you're right. If he doesn't get it here, he'll get it on the other side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, on the other side of the coin, I'm very much freedom of speech. And I think that, you know, when that film Innocence of Muslims came out?
I didn't see it.
You didn't? No, it's a short film. Well, they tried to blame the film for the Benghazi attack or whatever.
Oh, Jesus.
You remember hearing about that, right, a couple years ago or whatever?
Over and over and still.
Right. Well, I'm actually still kind of talking about it because I think that, like, I wish that, like, government would stay out of filmmakers, not of artists' lives altogether unless there's child pornography. And then they should throw the book at them and possibly consider the death penalty. Now, I think you should be able to make a movie about anything and everything that you want to. And backlash, people are like, well, that film created backlash. Well, you know what? If I go out and watch a film and I go and attempt to kill someone that was totally unrelated to the film, that means that I've got some serious problems, too. And over
a
film.
There was no backlash.
Right. It's my money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I mean, Andre Serrano got a $15,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Arts to take a crucifix, put it in a container, piss in the container, and take a photo of it, and the work is called Piss Christ. And yet no one's hunting him down to shed his form of artistic behavior down. It's like, I just think we need to stay out of the world of arts altogether. And, like, I think it's a slippery slope when you go and you arrest a guy just because you don't agree with the type of film he made.
Well, you remember
I think it's
the
a really slippery slope.
Absolutely, you remember the I can't remember the name of the exhibit that was going around. There was an exhibit that was going around. It had something to do with religion, and everybody was up in arms. Oh, I can't. You know, I have to look that up. I hate when I come up with something.
It might
have
been the one. We might be talking about the same thing. It was an art exhibit.
It was an art exhibit. It had something to do with. You know what? I got to look it up, and I'm going to bring it up in my next time I come on the air because I hate when I have an idea and I can't finish it because I can't remember what the exhibit. It was a few years back. Now I remember everywhere it went. It was in Brooklyn
It was
a few years back, and it was in Brooklyn at the BAM, the museum in Brooklyn. It's right on the tip of my brain. I can't bring it home. But there was an issue with this other art exhibit in regards to the people were up in arms about they were using blood or something. So, you know what? It just bothers me,
you know, like after this film, The Innocence of Muslims, came out, you know, like if you want to say something about, I consider myself a Christian, and I believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, singular. God forbid we speak that today in public. But you know what? If someone makes a film that blasphemes Jesus, I'm not gonna get my panties all in a bundle and go out and try to harm someone. It's their money. The people that want to view that stuff can spend their money on it. I don't have to go see the film. And that's the beautiful thing about America, is that we don't, you know, the day that we go down that road, oh, don't hurt someone's feelings. Or the Dallas cowboy that just died, which was a tragedy in that drinking and driving accident like 6 months ago or 9 months ago or whatever it was. It wasn't the driver's fault. Like, the guy got in the car with him. It's like we need to get back to, like, personal responsibility, along with what you were talking about on your program earlier, you know, and these kids not having any fear today or any respect. And if we get back to, like, just those two things, respecting a person's, an adult's right to create just about any form of artwork they want outside of, like, child pornography, and then kids respecting their adults. If we were to get back to those two things and people taking responsibility for their actions, I mean, I think our nation would be a lot better off.
You know what, Todd, I'm going to look you up. I'd be so interested to talk to you because I'm a political junkie, and I'd be so interested to talk to you to find out what your thoughts are on Obamacare and some of these other things. So I'm definitely going to look you up. I'm going to look you up. I'm going to get in touch with you, and I'd love to set up something
That'd
with
be
you
awesome.
We could talk at length about politics and well, because I think you have a great perspective. And I'm not saying you have a Democratic or Republican. You just have it's about what's right and what's wrong. That's how I'm
right.
That's all I'm concerned. Right and wrong. Hmm. That's it. What's right? What's wrong?
Right. I've made a ton of mistakes in my past, and it didn't lead to anything good, and I'm willing to admit it. You know, and I think if this nation is going to heal, we need to agree that people have made mistakes, probably on both sides of the aisle. You know,
absolutely, you know? Todd.
Hey, have a good day. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Todd, okay. No, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
You have a great day.
We'll talk. Thanks.
Okay, sounds good, sir. All right, bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Yes, sir.
All right, everybody. Okay, everybody, we'll take a break. We'll come back with Janice. I hope she's still here. All right, babes. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about this. And all the folks who, a lot of the chat room is full. Those people in the chat, not saying anything, but they're there. All right, well, that's fine, as long as you're there. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back with more. It's Ron Kelly Show with Janice Scott Taylor. And it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com and on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29 years old and I have a career that I love as a systems analyst. Career. It still sounds cool to say that word. I never could have gotten on this path without a college degree. And if the college me were here, he'd tell you.
I never would have gotten to college without big brothers, big sisters. I could have ended up anywhere, on the streets even. But college? Joe Thompson? Not likely. My big brother helped me out. He taught me I could do anything, at a time when a lot of people were saying just the opposite.
And to a 7-year-old, that means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil. And Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. And that can last a lifetime. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers.
Now, back with more.
Are
more,
you ready?
More of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Is the official website of The Ron Kelly Show. It's www.theronkellyshow.com. Get at me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Actually, it's The Ron Kelly Show, at The Ron Kelly Show. You can follow my other show, Real Talk Live with Ron Kelly, at RK Ron Kelly Show. Also, I have an email address for my folks down in Florida at WWPR 1490 AM who are listening to the show on Wednesday afternoons at midday, The Ron Kelly Show. And you can email me. This is for my Florida peeps only. It's TheRonKellyShow@AOL.com. That's TheRonKellyShow@AOL.com. One more time. It's TheRonKellyShow@AOL.com. And that's for my audience down in Florida at WWPR 1490 AM in Tampa Bay, at Bradenton area, South Florida. And for everybody up here, you can get at me at rkellytalk@AOL.com. That's rkellytalk@AOL.com. You can tell me whatever you want. You love me, you hate me, you like Janice and don't like me, whatever the case may be. For everyone else, it's rkellytalk@AOL.com. For my Florida folks, WWPR 1490 AM in Tampa Bay, Florida, it's TheRonKellyShow@AOL.com, Janice. And, you know, it's I'm very encouraged. Right, Todd, Right Wing Radio, I'm definitely going to check Todd out, Right Wing Radio. And you guys, look him up on Blog Talk. Right Wing Radio, I believe that's the name of Todd's show. Nice guy. You know, and I got to tell you, when I first saw that right wing, I'm like, uh-oh. Here's somebody's coming to beat my, bash my brains in. You know, because when you see right wing, you think Rush Limbaugh. You know, you think Sean Hannity. You know, people like that who hate liberals and call them names and stuff like that. But Todd is a breath of fresh air in regards to what the perception is about Republicans. And I love politics, Janice. I study politics. I'm a political type of dude. See, because I don't believe that, a lot of us just don't believe that politics, you know, that all politicians are crooks, you know. They may have altruistic notions when they first go in, but they go in and get muddied up. You know, they go in and get dirtied up from the filthy, you know, from the filthy pool of senators or the filthy congresspeople. And the perception of most folks, like with voter apathy, for example, because a lot of folks, especially in the minority community, just won't vote. Janice, they just won't vote. They just like, you know, like whatever, because my vote don't count. That's what most folks tend to think. And I was one of them. You know, I don't know. Have you been a voter? Let me just ask you this, Janice. Have you been a voter since you've been able to vote? Were you ever struck with the voter apathy? Like, please, they ain't gonna help me. You know, what am I voting for?
No, because I've been voting for ever since I could vote, and I worked on the polls. So that was spent. I enjoyed doing that because I can get more people out to vote. And those that think they don't have to, that their vote doesn't count, which they're wrong. And I tell anyone, get to know your councilman. Get to know your representatives in your area. In case different things go on in your community, you need to know that information. You need to have it. And that helps you out a lot to get to know your congressman, everything that's in your area. People that can help you, mayor. You know, spend some time knowing who's backing who up, and go out and vote, because your vote does count. It does count.
Well, yeah, it does. It does. But I think that, what happens is when people see, you know, what happens if you have to, you got to toe the party line, Janice. This is what happens. You have to toe the party line. If you're a Republican, for example, don't say nothing about no other Republican, no matter what they did. If you're a Democrat, don't say anything about any other Democrat, no matter what they did. You know, stay away from that dirty Republican. You know, that's what it seems like. You got to toe the party line, and see, this is what happens, because you know when politics is about money, and you have to know people to get things done. See, one senator, you know, there's 100 senators. So one senator ain't going to be able to do a whole hell of a lot by itself. So guess what? Now they have to make deals. Okay, I need jobs in my district, so let's build this bridge to nowhere. You remember the bridge to nowhere? And these type of things. This kind of stuff happens because now you got to make deals. Because there's more than 400 congressmen. One congressman is not going to be able to do anything by himself. He needs to make deals. So this is what happens. So the altruism, the purpose, what the founders created this system to be, gets, you know, it goes by the by, because now you got to make deals. I need jobs in my district, or, you know, I need this bridge built. I need this road resurfaced. I need, you know, I got to bring some pork home. I got to bring some pork home, you know. I got to bring something home, because I need my constituents to see that I'm doing something. So I got to bring something home so they'll vote for me the next time. So once you, you know, it's all about, it's not about getting elected. It's about staying elected. Right. This is what happens. This is what happens. It's about staying elected. So it's always about keeping your job. once you get in, except for the president, it's always about keeping your job with the president. Can only serve two terms. That's it. But the congressmen can serve as long as they want.
Mm-hmm.
You have Senator Strom Thurmond was almost damn near 100. You know, and the other senator were old. Senator Lautenberg in New Jersey was almost 90. You know, so you're able to, so it's all about staying elected. So now you got to make deals. So this is where the Constitution and the Founding Fathers, the plan that they had for us gets tossed in the trash because of the deal making. So
yeah.
This is the politics that run people away. This is the stuff that runs people away because, you know, we just had Cory Booker here in New Jersey. Cory Booker was a mayor of Newark. Cory Booker, nice guy. Now, Cory Booker, you know, altruistic, you know, has great ideas. But what happens? He's one of 99.
Yes.
So guess what? He's not going to be able to do a damn thing by himself. He's going to have to toe the party line. And he's going to have to make deals. He's going to have to make deals. You know, and there's so much deal-making going on in Washington, it's pathetic. You do this,
yeah.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You do this for me, I'll do that for you. That's how it goes. So this is the part of politics that gets people dander up, like they used to say. tear your drawers. You tore your drawers. I remember the first time I heard that, I'm like, what do they mean, tear your drawers? But later on, that was one of the things that people would say when they got mad at somebody. Oh, you tore your drawers with me. I'm like, what? But yeah. But this is what happens. When you get in there, then you start making the deals. You got to do this. You got to scratch this one's back. You got to scratch that one's back. You know, it's us against them. It's Republicans against the Democrats. You know, we don't want a third party. No independents. No libertarians. No, you know, whoever. No Lyndon LaRouche. You know, these type of people, crazy kook fringe Tea Party and all of these people.
Right.
So this is what happens. So that's what's wrong with politics, because no one person and admittedly, that's how politics were meant to be, for people to work together. And they do work together, but they're doing it the wrong way. It's all about the deal. And the person who makes the most deals, the person who's the best deal maker, is the one who stays in office forever.
And ever.
But see, the president, you know, the president is only allowed two terms, and he's out.
So how can we change this?
You can't. You can't. You can't, because this is the way it is. You can't. Because this is what's happened to the system. It's evolved into this monster where, you know, you got to make deals.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it's gone. So this is what happened. So you can't it's too late to change it now, because the system is the way it is. Okay, we only got about 90 seconds left, but this is the way it is, Janice. We're stuck with this system. The only way it would change is to make the 600 or so people down there near where you live at need to make them change. And, you know, that ain't going to happen, because it's all about deals. It's all about the deal. It's worse than a casino. You're making deals all the time. This is what happened. So, you know, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. We got about a minute left. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. My co-host, Janice Scott Taylor. And the folks who text, the folks who, Todd from Right Wing Radio, thank you so much for calling in. And a whole bunch of people were in the chat room. I appreciate that. Nobody said anything, but they were there, so it's encouraging. Thank you so much for indulging us here on the Ron Kelly Show. And shout out once again to my people down at WWPR 1490 AM. Now, y'all know I've been focusing on them a lot because they're an affiliate and we want to get them going. We know, and we love y'all too. But I'm focusing a little bit more on these people down there because we want them to we want them to indulge us here. So thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show with Janice Scott Taylor. So until then, everybody, take care of yourself. Remember, it's nice. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can surely have it all. Take care. Thank you so much. We are out of here.